The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, if COVID-19 and the ensuing lockdowns have been good for anything, it was the reduction of traffic on our roads. And many of us have already forgotten the frustration of sitting in gridlock while commuting to and from work. But for the people of Goatstown, congestion looks set to return with a vengeance. Now, to tell us more, Jim O'Leary, Fine Gael councillor for Dunleary Rathdown, and John Foody, spokesperson for the Roebuck Residents Association. Good morning and welcome. Jim, what is the looming problem in Goatstown?
I suppose, Pat, it's all related to the level of development that's anticipated in the area. We have a large proposal for apartments on the Goat side, about 300 apartments. On the Central Mental Hospital site, there's proposals for nearly 1,300 homes. There's over 1,000 student accommodation units on the Goatstown Road itself. And then if you go further south, you have a huge amount of SHD building going on. And all that traffic has to find its way onto either the Goatstown Road or the Dundrum Road. And these two roads effectively sandwich a whole lot of old-style two-storey residential areas. And for years and years, these areas have been used as rat runs and knowingly by the council, because the council needed traffic to be diverted into these estates because of the pressure that was on the existing road network. And that's only going to get
now,
worse.
The people who favour this kind of development will say, look, you've got the Lewis running down close to the Dundrum situation. There are Lewis stations in Dundrum Village, and you get through into to Ranelagh and on into Stephen's Green using the Lewis. And on the other road, you've got lots of buses going to the rear of UCD and so on. So what's your problem? Let them forget about their cars and use public transport.
No, and ironically enough, I kind of accept all of that as well, because let's be absolutely clear, we have to build between now and 2040 over 500,000 new homes. And in the Dunleary area to 2028, we have to build somewhere between 15,000 and 20,000. Really, it's a case of we have to make sure, though, as we build these homes, and I fully support the idea of extra height, extra density, more compact growth, we have to put in place the proper infrastructure. And I think you've hit the nail on the head there. A lot of this type of development is being given permission by virtue of its proximity to the Lewis, but the Lewis is already very much at capacity. And you know, the idea was.
I've constantly dismissed the idea that the Lewis can handle everything. It is very slow kind of transport with limited enough capacity. That's the reality. It's not metro, and it does not deliver huge numbers of people very quickly from A to B. And it's full times.
Absolutely. And we were promised a metro, and then that was shelved by the previous Minister for Transport, and the current Minister of Transport hasn't really done anything about it either. And you know, the reality is that, and ironically enough, the Office of the Planning Regulator has kind of called out this particular issue. Can we facilitate the amount of development that's ongoing in the area of Glenamuck and Kiltearnan and Ballyogan without the changes to the Lewis? And, you know,
so it appears to me that the council has its county development plan, and you're probably going to frame another one very shortly. But it doesn't matter, because on board Planalto doesn't give a toss about your county development plan. These strategic housing developments go straight to the board. They don't listen, it appears, to local people at all, or indeed to local councillors. That's the reality. So you've got to live with that reality.
I think we're facing a serious challenge in the context that as individuals, there's a huge amount of change happening. You've seen that the Eurostat have come out and said how the population in Ireland is going to increase by over 20%. That's over 1 million people in the next 20, 25 years. So things are going to change. I don't fully accept that An Bord Pleanála pays no attention to the county development plan. I think.
Well, they constantly overturn the council's recommendations. So that's why I'm saying this, that it's a fact. It's not a speculation on my part. You know yourselves that you object to things and you say no and then onboard panel just overturns it. So
the issue is, well, part of the problems I would have is the way the guidelines are written. They're open to all sorts of interpretation. And the council, you know, whether we like it or not, as councillors, we have signed up to extra height, extra density, compact growth. That's a fact of the matter. What has happened is that the new regulations are ahead of our own existing county development plan. Our own plan now would be more aligned with the national regulations. And, you know, if we do want, you know, these 10-minute neighbourhoods, if we do want to address congestion, compact growth is part of the solution, Pat. And I think we need to be careful.
Transport infrastructure is as well. And normally in continental Europe, they put everything down. They put the roads down. They put the lights down, the lampposts. They put even the postbox down and then they build. We do the opposite. We cram the housing down before we put the infrastructure in.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I mean, where we're at Idem here is the need to upgrade the Lewis. That's absolutely essential. Now, in saying that, too, I think part of the problem here is as well, because for whatever reason, the planning system is in Dunleary Rathdown, we have planning permissions for 16,000 units, but only 2,500 are being built. So every time a scheme comes forward, the planners seem to be under pressure to give it the go ahead, hoping that this guy will deliver the needed houses. And you see somewhere, you know, I don't want to go into individual applications, but the level of density is very high. You're absolutely right. And it's getting higher. And I wonder, it doesn't hit me as sustainable or suitable on a lot of the sites. Hmm.
All right. So we do have that problem. We want to talk to John Foody, spokesperson for the Roebuck Residents Association. John, what do you anticipate when these developments proceed? I mean, the student accommodation, one presumes they won't have parking, but the rest of them will have, in one case, I think, in the GOAT, there'll be massive parking, which means massive cars coming onto the roads.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Pat. I think the first thing to say before I get into it is that as an association, we accept the need for housing. You know, we accept the need for development. We all have families and relatives impacted by the housing crisis as much as anyone. But all we're saying, similar to what Councillor O'Leary and yourself are saying, is all we're saying is each site has a limit. The discussion should be about where is that limit? And what we're against is overdevelopment of sites, and particularly overdevelopment sites not in line with the county development plan or the local area plan or the zoning. Like if you zoom out, the reason areas like ours have county development plans is just to make sure that the resources are in place. As you said, the infrastructure is there to cope with what's being planned or what's coming down the line. And I tend to agree with you, Pat, in that it looks to us that the strategic housing development process is, you know, I can see where the minister of the day was trying to bring it, but on the ground, it looks like it's flawed. It's leading to what can only be described as overdevelopment of sites, too high a density on sites, while every developer is kind of in a gold rush situation. They're all trying to get them in before they expire in early February. So the first thing I'd like to say is, from our point of view, we think there is no shortcut. You know, there is no shortcut to proper engagement with local communities. There is no shortcut to proper...
But they don't have to. They don't have to engage with you guys at all.
That's what I'm saying. But there is no shortcut.
They jump over you and they jump over the local council and they go straight to the board. And as we heard from Frank McDonald last week, these developers could be in direct conversations with the board for a year before they actually lodge the permission. So they kind of have got the green light before they start.
Yeah, there is. And like, look, I don't know what's going on within Ambar Panola, and I don't know where is the process falling down. But there's obviously, as you say, problems there. So basically what we'd be saying is, and the strategic housing developments aren't working for the developers. They're all ending up in the High Court. You know, it's kind of a question of who is this working for? It's not even working for the developers, because when you railroad local communities in the way these things are doing, like, local communities aren't rolling over. They're going, right, you know, he's obviously in breach of the development plan here and here and here. Here's our case. We're going to the High Court. And they're like, what's there, like a 10-month backlog of SHDs in the High Court. So the first thing we'd say is to call on the minister to put a halt to the whole SHD process. We, as I said, we're supportive of development, just sustainable development. We're supportive. We understand even that there'll be compact developments. We understand that at the moment, what you'd like to think is that we've actually, as an area, hit peak car and that we're going to roll back. But, you know, you see some sites and they're going for low parking. That's what, you know, we're on board with that. We're on board with the walking and cycling. We're on board with the low parking. Yeah. But you need the infrastructure in place. You know, where's the cycle
exactly.
infrastructure? Where's the metro?
Cycling infrastructure, you know, no metro, trying to cram yourself onto a Lewis when there's no room.
I just make this point, right? You seen in the paper, right, two days ago, there's a cycle bus set up. And I know Ross Kinsley, who was involved in it, he got it set up. And they go from Bird Avenue to the Notre Dame site with the kids to school, right? And this is as it is, without a sod turned on any of these SHDs. And like, they need a cycle bus to cycle with their kids a couple of kilometres within Dundrum.
Yeah.
You know, one person needed
not safe
to guard the escort
to navigate the roads. Look, we have to leave it there, and we're going to keep an eye on what goes on at these various sites in Dublin City and indeed beyond, because there are many people unhappy with SHDs, as John mentioned. But John Foody, spokesperson for the Roebuck Residents Association, and Jim O'Leary, Fine Gael councillor in Dunleary Rathdown, thank you both.